Tonight's shiur is in Tav Resh Peches, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalad. Tav Resh Peches, then Krachim Hamukafim Choyma Mimos Yeshua Benun. The halachas of those cities that were surrounded by walls from the days of Yeshua Benun. Sif Aleph. Krachim Hamukafim Choyma Mimos Yeshua Benun. Those cities that were surrounded with walls from the days of Yeshua. Afilu Einon Mukafim Achshav, even if they currently do not have a wall. Koyrin b'tesvav. Their mitzvah Megillah is the 15th of Adar. Afilu imhein b'chutz aris, even if they are outside of Eretz Yisrael. Va'afilu ein b'masar batlanim, even if they don't have 10 batlanim. What about lanim? Perish, Dramoth puts in. B'teilim mimlachtan v'oiskim b'tzarech yitzibur. These are people that don't engage in their own work, but rather they're busy with the tzibur's requirements, tzibur's needs. Mechava continues, v'hushahuka fa'achakach yoshav. The definition of a walled city is a city where the wall went up first and then it was settled. Osha yoshav techila aldas lahakifo achach, or it was settled with the intent of putting up a wall. La'fuke kishenoida sheyoshav techila, as opposed to a case when you know for a fact that people were living in the open, aldas lahakifo, and they had no intention of putting up a wall, and eventually they put up a wall. Al-mistama ha'hukfo ubasof yoshva. Dramah concludes, the assumption we make is that the walls go up first and then it's settled second. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph Hamukafin Chaim Mimos Yeshua Benun explains the concept, Ki Bizman Mordechai, Be'es HaNes Ksiv. At the time of Mordechai, when the miracle of Purim occurred, the Pasuk says, Shayuhudim Shebechol Mokom Nilchamu B'Yom Gimel, that the Yidden, wherever they were, fought on the 13th of Adar. And they rested on the 14th. And they made that day, the 14th, a day of celebration and party. But in the city of Shushan, the Yidden of Shushan fought with their enemies on the 14th as well. So their yomtiv was pushed off to the 15th. Since at that time, the Yontif was divided two different days. Therefore, when Mordechai and Esther, with the agreement of Ashkenaz Gedola, determined to establish a Yontif of Purim for all time, they also divided it into 2 days. So logically, it would have been that any city similar to Shushan that had a wall, like Shushan had a wall, would do Purim on the 15th. So they would have made the honor to the city of Shushan, and to institute, that any city that had a wall from the time of Achashverosh, like Shushan, should read the Megillah on the 15th. But since Eretz Yisrael at that time was in a state of churban, and it would come out that the cities with walls in Chutz La'aretz were more special than Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, is a special takana for the honor of Eretz Yisrael. Should call Ir Shimukafis Moshe Yeshua Benun. That only the cities that were walled from the time of Yeshua would be like Shushan and read the Megillah on the 15th, even if they are not currently walled. V'hashar, every other city of Yudald would read on Yudald, Levat Shushan, with the exception of Shushan. Even though it did not have a wall in the days of Yeshua, it still reads on the 15th, Divnei Shebo Nasa Hanes, because that's where the Nes occurred. Sifkan Bez, Afilu Eimem Echulu, even if you don't have 10 batlonim. This isn't agreed to upon by everybody. V'yeshme Rishonim Shecholken Azeh. There are Rishonim who disagree. V'sfirlu they hold, Debekrachim Vukach Chaymer, that a city that's walled, if Eim Ba'at Asar batlonim, if it doesn't have currently 10 batlonim, Karim Ba'bi Yudad, it's like a regular town, it reads on the 14th. Well, Yadifayim, it's Adei, D'yesh Lochus Hashita, Samlik Kogam Yudad. The Yadifayim says you should be choshish for that, and you'll end up reading on Yudad and Tesvav. Sifkan Gimel, Va'oiskim B'tzarech Yitzibur, what are Asar Batlanim? 10 people who are involved in the community needs. Perish. But basic Knesses, they stay in the shul. Kinisi B'heidi B'gemar, that's what the Gemara says. Find some Pesh Rashi, look in Rashi, the Haina Shem Kavu and Tamid La Hashkim La Harib Besakanesas of the Spala. These are the 10 people who are guaranteed for your minion. They're there for Shachris, they're there for Marav. So whenever there's a minion, they are there. Vayim Perish Mishnah the Ram, refers to the Rambams, Perish Mishnah, Uba Haran. Sifkon Dalad, La Afuki Kishinoid of Achulu. If you know that the city was settled without a wall, with no intention of putting up a wall, then even if the wall came up later, it wouldn't be a Karach HaMuk of Chava. Al Mistama, but if we don't know, we assume, Amin and Shiyoshev al Das Lakifa Hakach, we say that people settle there with the intent of putting up the wall. Shekin Derech Rov HaMedino, Samakof and Chavim, that is what's normal in most places that have a wall. That filu ein makifin osab mitchila, that even if they don't put up a wall right away, they certainly settled it with the intent of eventually putting up the wall. Se'if base. V'chein ha'kefarim ha'nirim imahem. Not only does the walled city do the Yontif of Purim on the 15th of Adar, so do the villages nearby that are seen. Well, it's where there's two different halachas. The kfarim, the hanirim, the cities that are visible to the krach, they're seen with the krach, afilu enam smuchin, even if they're not that physically close by, kagon shehem behar, perhaps these villages are an elevated area on a hilltop, and they overlook this krach, so they're seen together with the krach, o shesmuchin them, or perhaps it could be close to the krach, I feel Adam near me one, even if it can't see the walled city. Gone, Shehem Be'emek. Let's say these villages are down in the valley and the walled city is up top of the hill. So even though it's not considered nearer, but it's Samach. Ubevaj, lo yir v'choykim yosim mil, provide they're not further than a mil. Ubeshushan, as far as Shushan is concerned, afal pisha enim v'kefes chayim yos Yeshua, even though it didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua, we read the Megillah on the 15th in Shushan because that's where the miracle occurred. Mishnah Brusav Kanhei, Hakfarim, Vuhodin Ayaros, it doesn't have to be a village. It could actually be a city that's near the Krach, Sivkonvav, Ubavach, Loyu, provided that they're not further than a mil. Zekoy Adasamachle, this is going on the line nearby, the Haina Shahayah Samach. It's referring to the village that's near the krach, not referring to the city, the village that is seen with the krach. So if it's near the krach, it has to be a mil. If it's seen, like the village is on a hilltop and the krach's down at the bottom, so it could be more than a mil. It's all the same halacha as the krach. Some say, the mil requirement is applicable even to that which is a nearer case. That nearer also has to be within a mil. And if it's more than a mil, then it will not qualify. Sifkon Zayin, Hovanasa Bones, Shushan, regardless, we'll read on the 15th, because that's where the days happened. Shem Nochem Tezvav, they rested on the 15th, because the Pasuk says. So this halacha, that if it's near or nearer, has the same din as the krach. The Be'er Halacha points out, Oshesmuchen lehem, kefar hasamach krach shayikorim b'tesvav. If you have a village near a krach, and they read on the 15th, v'niyah hakrach shomeim, and then the krach is abandoned and desolate, then the village nearby, Yikub Yudal, they have to read on the 14th. Krach shel alkum she'en bo yisol klal, a krach that is inhabited by goyim without any yidden. Yisol hanich is a krach zeh b'purim kar b'tesvav. If a yid goes in on Purim, he reads on tesvav. In b'krach kar b'yudal v'tesvav misafik a kvar v'niyam esmuchim kar b'yudal. If the krach is itself a suffik and they lay in both yudal tesvav, then the nearby village is only reading yudal. Now these are actually very relevant issues. First of all, you have a shaila concerning Yerushalayim, where the krach that was Mukav Chayma from the time of Yeshua is the old city, the Aritika. There's no question in the old city of Yerushalayim, you land in Tesvav. But what about the new city? The communities that settled up around. So initially, they were Samuch or Nira. They were either within a mil or you could see one from the other. But as it expands out, so do you look at each new shikun, each new community, as independent, and that's not nira or samach, or do you say it's all one sprawling village or ear? So the Mishnah Berurah made it clear the mechavas is kfar, but the Mishnah Berurah says who are dinai yaros, the same as to a city. So what happens is, even though the city gets bigger and bigger and bigger, extends further out, as long as one part of the city is still nira or samach, so the poskim said, all right, they have the same din as the krach, and they're going to do on the 15th. So then they built up Ramot. And Ramot isn't Nira or Samoch, and there's a big break between Ramot and the rest of the Yerushalayim. So the poskim at the time came out that Ramot has to lane on the 14th, because it's not part of Yerushalayim. It's not Nira, it's not Samoch, and there's a break between the community, the rest of the build-up, getting out to Ramot. However, there were those who said, maybe you should read me Suffolk. And then more recent times, they said, the city keeps building up, building up, building up. Once you connect the remote, nothing's going to change.
But that's like building the wall after the city's up. I mean, if it's not there.
The krach is the krach. The question is, what's near Vesamach to the krach? Then, Rav Shlomo Zalman came along with a Gavad Chiddush, and he said like this. If you have an Eruv that goes around and includes it, then it's already considered part of the city also. And he even went as far as to say, if in a civic level, they have the same mayor, and they pay the same taxes, and all the Ibriyah things are the same, it's one city. And you don't look at the fact that there could be a break in land. And this became another Shaila years later with Hanof. What do you do with Hanof? And then I'm sure more recently with Ramat Shlomo, and all these, Neve Yaakov, I don't know what they do in Neve Yaakov. You know, it's like, you start getting real far out. And at what point do you say, enough is enough? Or do you keep saying, no, it's Yerushalayim? So there are these two deos. There are those who say it's officially Yerushalayim, that's it, and therefore you just read on Tezvav. And there are those who are saying, the further you get away, that maybe you start reading your Dal, then maybe they end up doing 2 days Misafik, I don't know. But these are the shilas that come up. So they point out, and that's a fascinating, or the Be'er Halacha says, if it's a krach shel akum without any yidden, then the Yidden who come in lay in on Tesvav. And what if the Yidden are on the outside? What happened between 48 and 67? When there are no Yidden allowed in the old city. During that tekufa, the Krach, Book of Chaima, there's no Yidden. But all the Yidden are living around it. They're all Samach Venira. So the Shaila was, would you say that even though there's no Yidden in the city, that they'd be able to lay in the Gila on Tezvav? So he brings the Shaila over here, and he quotes a Chido. There's an opinion that if there's no Yidden in the city, then they can't read on Tezvav, because you only say the Samach and Nira is like the Krach if the Krach has Yidden in it. But he goes on to say that Shlomo Zalman held that they would still lay in on Tezvav. Because if a Yid went in, he'd have to land in Tezvav. So Mela, even if you don't go in, you land in Tezvav. So I imagine that who they land in Tezvav anyway, but that's how that Shaila came to be. But there's always an Indian when you keep adding on. They give it also interesting Shabbat Tel Aviv. The old city of Yaffa was walled in the time of Yeshua. Tel Aviv keeps going off of Yaffa. So do you say the whole Tel Aviv? So there's a Sefer Torah Sefer wants to say that if the Samuch Venir is bigger than the Krach, it can't be toughful to the Krach. But the Sefer Pesach Frank said no. And the truth is, you have the same problem with Yerushalayim today when the outskirts are much bigger than the city itself.
Who's of Yerushalayim? It's all called Yerushalayim.
What?
The people of Tel Aviv don't say,
oh. Well, it used to be Tel Aviv Yaffa. It used to always be called Tel Aviv Yaffa.
Yeah.
It's always said like that. Just well, today they say they're from Hanov. They say they're from.
I forget.
But to my knowledge, in Tel Aviv, they lean on Yudal. They don't lean on Tesvav, even though you have this issue with Yaffa. Seif Gimel. Kefar va'ayaros kedorilos u'krachim she'enim u'kafen chalam am yosik shua ben nun, karam Yudal. villages and large cities and cities that aren't walled from the time of Yeshua all read on the 14th of Adar. Mishdabur Sif Katan Ches, Karen B'Yadalid, Misha Dinu L'Krobet Hesvav. If someone's supposed to land on the 15th, Eino Yochel L'Kroy V'Liftar L'Vnei Yudal B'Yadalid. He has no right to land on the 14th for someone who needs landing on the 14th. V'chein L'Hepech and vice versa. Kinech Eino M'Chuyiv At B'Dor, since he's not M'Chuyiv. So a Ben Yerushalayim can't land for a Ben B'nei Barak in B'nei Barak on the 14th, and someone from B'nei Barak can't come on the 15th to land for someone in Yerushalayim. If someone from Yerushalayim landed in Bnei Brak for a son of Bnei Brak, it would work. Sif Dalad. If there's a walled city, and we're just not sure, was it walled in the days of Yeshua or not, they'd be obligated to land both on the 14th and 15th at night and by day. They only make a bracha on the 14th, which is when most of the world lanes the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tes, Shehu Safek. If you're not sure if it has a din of a Mukav Chaim, as Yeshua Ben Nun, they lane twice. Uteveriyah Tzarech Likus Bob Yudald Ubetezvav. Teveriyah, they lane Megillah on the 14th and 15th. Sheh Safek Im Hayam Chashav Kechaim, because it's not clear whether the sea is considered a wall. Ubedinos elu bekrachin hamakafin chaim. In our lands in Europe, the communities with walls, ainly histapik, we're not in doubt. Shemu mukafin meos Yeshua ben, and maybe they had a wall in the days of Yeshua. The fi shehem itzafun urechukim eretz Yisrael v'yudua shlo hayu b'yishlam bezman Yeshua. These are far north and distant from Eretz Yisrael. We know they did not have a settlement in the days of Yeshua. Sifkan yud karen b'yudal ubed hazvav. So if it's a suffik, they lane twice. They do all the simcha and matas of yoinim, everything on both Yudal and Tezvav. Sivka and Yudalv, v'lo yivarech, they would only make a bracha on Yudal. Sheha bracha afilu b'mitzvah shal teiru hu midrabanan. Brachas are always midrabanan, even by mitzvahs d'iraisa. V'vkein b'davish hu suffix, when you have something where there's a suffix, then in her bracha hu suffix d'rabanan. The bracha becomes a suffix d'rabanan. Suffix d'rabanan if you make the bracha or not. The Koshkin Bezen, especially in this situation, Shu Mitzvah Shaldurim, the whole Mitzvah is the Rabbanan to begin with. The Kuli Alma and Circle of Bracha, so everyone agrees you will not make a Bracha on Tezvav. Umash Mevarch B'Yadal, the fact we make a Bracha on the 14th, Mishun de Yom Yadal, Tuzman Kriya Lerov Olam. That's the day that most people lane, that's the 14th. Ukadakame, as we'll say. Vatzalemer, and the point is, Dal Kain, therefore, Afilu Humuk of Chomish Shadil and B'Tezvav, even if you'll tell me that it did have a wall from the time of Yeshua, and you should land on the 15th. In Kab, Yom Yudal Yotzeh B'Dieved, you'd be Yotzeh B'Dieved by the landing on the 14th. V'lahai Baruch Levatol, and therefore the bracha on the Megillah on the 14th would not be considered a bracha Levatol.